on Thursday afternoon. Okay. After, you know, you may be, if you're in your appointment, we should be here for a while that afternoon.
Okay.
All right.
Just leave me a message if I'm not out of my appointment for some reason, but I'll call back, you know, promptly.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right, no problem. Bye-bye. I would make a motion we table, well, I don't know, has BOE already been tabled to like, or 345 has been tabled to like the, or has it been tabled?
Is there reason?
We took it off the docket.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Is there a reason why I couldn't get this done this afternoon and email it to all three of you, Stephanie and Don Ingram, and then if you see...
He may very well agree to that.
He could agree to it even on the email to you guys to pass.
Sure. He might do that.
Okay.
Let's just tentatively put it for this Thursday at 2, BOE 345. I make a motion we table BOE 345 till this Thursday at 2.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So it's tabled. All right. That leaves BOE 393, which I'll call after we get done with Cole and then probably continue it again. But it looks like Cole is the only one we got left. Is that correct?
That's correct.
There it is. And it looks like we're actually about the right time, so, for him. Jack, this is David Akers, Taney County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm here with a panel member and the assessor and members of the clerk's office. We are streaming live on the internet because we just do that down here for our BOE sessions. With respect to BOE number 522, which has to do with Kohl's, first of all, I wanted to let you know that your impact notice, I think, was at like 4.6. But there was actually, after the cards went out, there was a factor change across the commercial. And so your value that the assessor has at this point is
$4,326,410.
Excuse me, $4,326,410. And so it's been dropped down to that because there was, a factor decrease across the board. And we saw value in, I think it was your cover sheet. We were trying to clarify. We think you meant that your value was the assessed value, not the appraised value, because it was like $700,000 or something. I think that was.
Oh.
Yeah, so I couldn't. I'm not sure what you were looking. I think that was, you got $768,397. And I mean, I don't know if you're going from $4 million to that number or if that was supposed to be the assessed value.
Is he saying that's the land value?
I'm pretty sure that it's supposed to be. I think that number is the assessed because I think your proposed value was at $2 million something, wasn't it?
3.5 is what.
3.5 was your proposed appraised value.
Yeah, I think what he's saying is $768 on the land.
Yeah, maybe that was just on the land.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that value was just on the land.
But they leased the land, correct?
Oh, I'm. Yeah, this has a land and an improvement.
Right.
Parcel, right?
Yeah.
So I did not appeal the land. What I did is when I did like my income approach and stuff, then I came up with a total value and then subtracted off the land, if I remember correctly.
But the land's not included.
But the land's not included in that assessment, I don't think.
That's what I'm saying. I valued the entire property.
With the land and then subtracted out the land?
The income approach valued the entire property. So then I came up with 4.25. And then I subtracted off the land value of 768, he comes up with my $3,490 on the income approach.
We just got this yesterday, I believe, didn't we?
Yeah, last night.
And what's the cap rate being used, or was there one?
8.5.
I've got an 8.5.
He's got that at the bottom. Keep going.
We had a $6 rent, 5% vacancy, right there. 5% management expense, and 20 cents. For 20 cents a foot for reserves for replacement, cap rate of 8.5.
Okay. And what is the assessor have anything as far as commentary on this?
No.
Okay, your evaluation was based on cost?
Cost completely.
Okay. And that's your understanding too, Jack, is that her evaluation was based on a cost approach?
Well, I didn't know that, but okay.
Yeah, I think she's across the board done a, I mean, I think that's the way they do all these properties, unless some properties, like down here we have a lot of hotel motels, we've done some income approaches on those, but those are a little different.
Yeah.
So. So have you got both a, do you have comps on this too?
Yeah, if you, if I was here in front of me today, because I had it for, the 25th. Did I put it in the wrong spot?
We do have BOE on the 25th. Did that get moved?
I'm confused. Is this a hearing or is this just a call to figure
no, out? No, this is a BOE hearing. It's on the docket today.
Oh, yeah, because the email I got was for 1:45 on Friday the 25th.
Okay, so you guys have this down for the okay. All right, well, we can
do it right now. That's fine.
Okay.
A little bit caught off guard, so.
Well, yeah, we're just a citizen board. We have it come up on our calendar. I think it might have been there was an error, but let's have a look.
Okay.
We got a little bit of time right now.
Can we see the comps?
If you have my presentation about there's the income approach, and then there's a couple of those Federal Reserve graphs. Concerning the interest rates that I used.
That's why we got all this and last night. He thought it was later.
And then there is, behind that, there is a summary of the comparables. There's 28 comps that I use CoStar, the Service Missouri, for similar size stores.
Okay.
Then I did the same thing. I used that derived value of, after adding the standard deviation of 1 to the weighted mean, I came up with a value of 4.33 in round numbers. And then again, I subtracted off the land to come up with the improvement of $3,560,000, or the value for the parcel ending in 1.003.
And Jack, so I know, are you a CFO, an accountant? I don't know what your agency is here.
Well, I represent Kohl's. I work with CBIZ.
An accounting firm? Or,
yeah.
Okay.
So.
Go ahead. Yes.
One thing I would like to point out, because I know you have a lot of comps listed and things, you know, the age of this store, and also the fact that this is a first-class county, and so Branson is a very busy place, and so it'd be more comparable to Kansas City or to Springfield or St. Louis, whereas these smaller places, they wouldn't have the kind of sales volume that our county would have in a Kohl's shop.
a counselor from across the state, and that's why I added it as an additional, let me scroll back to that.
Yeah, and as we found out, Branson is very unique when it comes to business. Even in hotels, motels, that kind of thing, we don't follow the trends, especially with smaller areas.
Well, the weighted mean for all those sales was roughly $43, and the value I'm coming up with is $62.
That was the assessor, by the way, that was making those comments.
Yep,
so.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then additionally, you'll note that, you know, Kohl's is experiencing, there were some attached articles, but basically Kohl's is experiencing what other department stores across the country have experienced.
Sure.
Where they're continuing to lose market share. In fact, there's less and less users for this size space because you've got like the At Homes and Big Lots and so forth filing for bankruptcy. You'll notice that the performance of the store has dropped by roughly a third in the past 5 years.
In Branson.
In Branson, yeah.
Good.
They went from roughly $128 to about $85 a square foot in volume.
It's not that I'm a fan of pushing everything to the end of the month, but do you guys want some time to look at this stuff since we just got it? He thought that this was set at the end of the month, or do we want to make decisions today? I don't know.
I mean, realistically, I think Kohl's is just looking for a no change from prior based on the sales, not only of the store, but of comparable sales. And then again, I mean, in working numbers, it's about 3.5, and the prior assessment was 3.84.
Well, I think he said in his note, in here, he said 4.3, which is what she
has. Hold on, just one. Okay, hold on, Jack. Let's go ahead.
I want to clarify. In his calculations that he sent, he showed a value of 4.3, and then he took out land value for 768 to come up with the 3.5. But when I look on here, we still have the asphalt paving, the concrete paving, the floodlights, the light poles, and all of those, so that would be considered as part of the land. Are you saying that you're taking that off your valuation?
I'm saying the value I'm coming up with is a 100% value with everything. And then I'm taking off the value of the, basically the land parcel. It does have paving and so forth on it, but the value that I'm coming up with via the income and the sales comparison approach is 100% property value. So because I'm not arguing that second parcel, I'm just taking that off to represent the value that I'm saying should be on improvement parcel.
I think the land is...
So it's still in there, but you've already got it on
the
other parcel.
Yeah, I know that's right there. Okay.
In other words, he's already being...
It's already accounted for. It's just on parcel 1.0, ending in 1.025.
Okay. That's on the land, though.
And that's just the building.
Oh, that's the building asphalt.
Land is just land. No,
okay.
Asphalt, nothing. It's all added onto there.
Yeah, either way, it's all. If you add the two parcels up, if I had appealed both parcels, I just thought it might be easier just appealing the improvement piece. But if I had, then. Okay.
So remember this, parcel's right